Artificial intelligence may be key to Microsoft's future. Don't worry, science fiction fans, this is not leading to a new race of robot terminators that try to destroy humans. Not yet, anyway. This version of artificial intelligence has more in common with Microsoft's old virtual paperclip, Clippy. It's called Tay. Dina Bass wrote about Tay for Bloomberg Businessweek. Hi, Dina.
Hi, Bill.
So Microsoft's CEO, Satya Nadella, is betting big on Tay. What is Tay?
Well, so we've got a couple different things here. Tay is actually a voice chat bot that Microsoft released last week that was kind of a bit of a disaster because within a day of it being released, people had trained it to spew racist, hateful garbage back at them, and so Microsoft had to take it down.
Yes, back up just a little. Will you back up and tell people what do you mean by a voice chat bot for people who don't know this story?
Sure, that's what I want to get into. The larger idea here that Microsoft is promoting is that the successor to apps will be these bots that people will interact with. They're artificial intelligence software programs that do human-like functions for you. In the case of Tay, it's kind of a little friend. It was targeted at 18 to 24-year-olds, and it was sort of a social bot. You would talk to it and post selfies on it, and it would comment on your pictures, things like that. But Microsoft has sort of a bigger ambition to all sorts of different kinds of bots, including commercial types of bots, things like for customer service or to sell you something to deliver you a pizza, that sort of thing. And so there's a pretty big strategy at play here that they're trying to roll out today at their Build conference for developers. And the reason they're doing it in that forum is that they, apart from the ones Microsoft is building themselves, like Tay, they released a bunch of tools for developers at this conference and elsewhere to build their own bots. And they're hoping that people get excited about it, take advantage of it, and build all kinds of different things with it.
For example, instead of having to know all the things on a crowded airline website that you're supposed to click, a bot could help you book a trip, for example, instead of using, you know, mouse clicks and finger taps, you sort of talk your way through it. So you spent time with Tay. What did Tay do for you?
So I played around with it for a couple of weeks before it had been released publicly and went kind of crazy on everyone. And, you know, I mean, it was very much designed with a snarky kind of teenagery mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it sort of alternated between saying things I didn't really understand because I wasn't in its target demographic, saying things that were snarky, like making age jokes when I posted a selfie. And, you know, occasionally it would actually be sort of empathetic. They were trying to go for sort of somewhat human-like emotions. So at one point when I told it I was stressed, it said to me, it's going to be okay. But, you know, I also posted a selfie and it said, hold on to your youth, girl. So, you know, alternated between mean, moody, and empathetic, like your average teenager, I guess.
Mean, moody, and empathetic. Yeah. So why is Microsoft's CEO so excited about Tay's future?
The idea that Satya Nadella has, and Microsoft is not the only one, to be clear, Facebook, Google, Telegram, Slack, other people are working on this too, but the idea is that this sort of thing, in many cases, will be sort of the successor or the replacement to apps. The app model is breaking down a little bit because there's just too many, and people don't want to have to deal with, oh, I need to open this app for that, and now I've got to go to a different app and interrupt what I'm doing. So Satya Nadella's idea is that this will be really a paradigm shift in computing, kind of a platform shift that Microsoft is calling conversation as a platform, to a situation where you do things, you contract your business via conversation, via text, or Microsoft showed it off today running in Skype, their chat and teleconferencing app, so you can do things by voice-enabled or via video as well.
So, Dina, based on your reporting and just what you know about life, how likely do you think that scenario is to happen?
So, I mean, we're really, really early into this process. And so for this to work, Microsoft needs people to build on it. I think they showed some really interesting scenarios today. For example, somebody chatting in Skype and getting, told that they're going to a conference and then a bot pops up, you know, with the information of where the conference is, and a bot will pop up and say, "Hey, you're a Westin preferred member. Would you like to, you know, book a stay at the Westin for while you're there?" Or another bot popped up and told the Microsoft executive who was demonstrating it that she had a cupcake delivery on the way. These kinds of things can be very interesting and very compelling, but Microsoft needs to build some of it themselves. They need other people to build it. And the other thing that's underpinning it, as you started out, is artificial intelligence software. You need voice recognition software. If someone's speaking to the bot, you need natural language recognition. If you're typing, the bot has to understand what you actually mean and what you're saying. And there's some scenarios, like the K-Selfie one, where the computer's actually using computer vision to determine what's in a photo or what's on a mobile phone camera in order to make decisions about what to do with that as well. I mean, you could imagine, you know, a retail bot, and I snap a picture of a skirt that I have and say, can you find me matching sandals? And it, you know, the Nordstrom bot or whatever returns five choices, and I can click on one of them to purchase. But all of that requires some pretty complicated artificial intelligence software. Microsoft's been working on that kind of software for a long time. And you have other companies like Google and Facebook, for example, that have really good basic research into artificial intelligence and have those kinds of capabilities. But it's a complicated computer science problem.
Dina Bass writes for Bloomberg Businessweek, telling us about the problem and the promises and Microsoft's next big bet on artificial intelligence. Great to talk with you, Dina. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, this chatbot, Tay, do you know what that stands for? T-A-Y? Thinking about you. As we do here on The Record.